Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. It's Friday and a wonderful day to be blessed. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Remember, Fridays are for healing as we connect with the prevailing power of the Holy Spirit, our ever faithful partner. God Almighty, Jehovah Rapha, will bring healing to all who trust in Him today, in Jesus' name. We thank God for all the wonderful testimonies coming from the Friday episodes dedicated for healing. It can only be God doing it. Get a bottle or sachet of water and, of course, faith item, which will be prayed on in the course of the message. Today we take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 13. Bible says, on a Sabbath day, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Hallelujah. Child of God, when we read through the book of Matthew to John, we learn many things about Jesus, his nature and power. We see Jesus healing the sick. He had compassion on the afflicted, those tormented by sickness and evil spirits, and he would heal and deliver them all. These stories from the gospel leave us with an undeniable truth that God is a God of compassion whose desire is to destroy all pain and suffering on earth. Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Hallelujah. Child of God, Jesus ministered in diverse ways. For some he touched, for some he spoke, some he looked at, for some he commanded, and in special situations, a touch of faith helped so many. I do not know how God will do yours, but I know, as we pray, if you believe, Jesus will touch you, whether it's sickness, fibroid, whatever the case may be. The name of Jesus is powerful. He wants to straighten out your life. He wants to give you a life that honors Him. Hallelujah. Before we go on, I need you to say this with me. Say it loud and very clear. Say, "Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I surrender all. Forgive me all my sins, trespasses. Help me to see you always. Write my name in the book of life. I reject Satan and all evil works. Holy Spirit, heal me and I will be healed. Save me and I will be saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Child of God, if you have made that confession, I congratulate you. It's one of the greatest things you can ever do. Today I ask of you to believe as we pray, and the Lord will take away from thee all sicknesses in the name of Jesus. I declare as it is written, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil disease of Egypt which you know upon you, but will lay them upon all of them that hate you, in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I command every yoke of sicknesses and diseases in any life listening to be broken and destroyed forever, in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit roast to ashes evil imaginations, witchcraft fashioned against you, in Jesus' name. Altars of darkness that have vowed to press down your glory, let them scatter to nothing, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you as you connect by faith. If your case is marital, health, children, fibroid, blood-related issues, however it may be, receive the touch of God in Jesus' name. I declare that the water and faith items become sanctified with the blood of Jesus. As you use the water, by faith, the river of living water, the Holy Spirit, will consume it and root out any stranger in your body, in the name of Jesus. Healing is your portion. Wellness is your portion. Your joy will be full, in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, your case is settled. I dip all prayer requests sent into the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of healing and solution come upon them all, in the name of Jesus. Before we round up the podcast, it's happy birthday to those born on this date in history, and congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. God bless you greatly, in Jesus' name. Please keep sharing the podcast. As you do so, many are being touched and blessed. Somebody somewhere is in need of this word today. Thanks for all support in keeping the podcast across many platforms around the world. I am grateful and God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening. Have a great day in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name. Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba, a daily podcast where Pastor shares scriptural insight, motivation, faith, trust, prayer, hope, and inspirational messages for everyday living in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen in Jesus' name.
Welcome to this edition of Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba. I remain your good friend and host. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you in the name of Jesus. Today, I'm talking about the scars of words. Wounds can be healed, but words can't be forgotten. Wounds inflicted by sword can be healed, but wounds inflicted by words can be difficult to heal. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18 says, "The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Hallelujah. Words have power to wound, and words have power to heal. That's why you must always think before you speak. May God give you a large heart to forgive and forget offenses in the name of Jesus. One thing is sure, child of God, people never forget how you treat them. We all need to be careful how we treat people. Some are unforgiving, though that's a virtue of darkness. Some are vengeful. Some even take oath to get back at a person who treated them badly. Not everyone have a forgiving spirit, so you need to be careful how you treat people with your words or action. There are some battles generational because of little error in words and, of course, in deeds. Some are facing challenges because they got involved in relationship with persons who they jilted or cut off relationship with. Child of God, many got into problems because of their mouth and words spewed out. Not everyone that smiles at you is a good person. Some have evil intent. May God expose them to you in Jesus' name. Some have gone as far as witchcraft just to avenge a past deed or words spoken against them. When you give a false testimony against an innocent person, it takes the Spirit of God in such person to forgive you. Bible says you must not bear false witness against anyone. Child of God, there can be innocent comments that cause pain than good. For instance, the story of Hannah and Elkanah, her husband, in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 6 through 8. Elkanah probably meant well, but his thoughtless response, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" That hurt deep for Hannah. Child of God, even Eli the priest was not careful in his choice of words towards Hannah. He accused her of being drunk. Not many would have responded like Hannah with such pain and burden. She acted maturely. Like Hannah, many have been left reeling in the wake of hurtful words, and some have likely reacted to their own wounds by lashing out and hurting other people with words also. But in all of this, child of God, we can all run to our loving and compassionate Father, Jehovah God Almighty, to strengthen and to heal where it is needed. Child of God, kind words motivate, inspire, and encourage. Kind words are a reflection of your generosity and disposition. Mother Teresa once said, and I quote, "Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless." Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 12 verse 25, "Worry weighs a person down, an encouraging word cheers a person up." So be an encourager with the words of your mouth. Build, not pull down. With the words of your mouth, create, not destroy. With the words of your mouth, show empathy, not nonchalance. Remember, words have power. What you sow, you will surely reap. May God bless you today as you step out. May God add value to you. May you become a blessing to mankind. God bless your going out and of course your coming in. God bless your labor with success and increase. God bless your prayer. God bless your prayer of love in the name of Jesus. God bless your children with signs, wonders, wisdom, excellence, sound health, and godly friends in the mighty name of Jesus. Any form of hurt, any form of depression, sicknesses, or infirmity, I decree the power that parted the Red Sea in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it separate you from them all in the name of Jesus. God bless your good prayers on marriage, on home, on fruit of the womb, career, and many more in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in the morning, blessed in the noon, blessed in the night, blessed through all seasons in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we round up, it's happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversary today. On behalf of our team and all subscribers to the Daily Podcast, it's happy birthday and happy anniversary. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. A very big thank you goes to those rebroadcasting our daily podcast messages. As you do so, you are fulfilling vision, scriptures of taking the gospel all around the world. Many more are being blessed because of your good effort. God bless you. I appreciate in Jesus' name. I also thank those who foot the bills of the podcast in their special way to sustain the podcast across many platforms online around the world. God bless you richly in the name of Jesus. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus Christ and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We sincerely value your feedback. We never take your time for granted. God bless you as you launch out today. Go in strength and in the mercy of God. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.